3. They traveled mostly by night, avoiding the roads. Aurora's feet still throbbed, but Nettle's bandages kept the blisters at bay. She borrowed some of Nettle's traveling clothes, shortening them so that she could walk. They talked little, but sometimes Nettle sang under her breath, snatches of melodies that Aurora did not recognize. Nettle left every couple of days to visit a town and buy supplies, leaving Aurora hidden in a cave or a tree. She would return with fresh food and a carefully neutral expression. "What's the news?" Aurora would say. "What's happened?" The stories were never good. Guards tearing towns apart, looking for her. Merchants hassled on the roads, their stock tossed into the dirt. Rumors of continuing chaos in the capital, of rebels fighting, homes destroyed, executions in the street. And news of one village, then 3, then 6, that had been burned by the princess and her hatred for the kingdom. Nettle reported it all in a steady voice, not pausing from preparing dinner or tidying her pack to give the news. Just neutral, just facts, as though the whole kingdom were not in ruins because of Aurora's actions.
"I finally received Finnegan's note," Nettle said,
after she returned from one such trip.
"He has agreed to send us a boat. I am glad we heard from him. We are only nearing the rendezvous point I suggested, and it would not be safe to linger there or find a boat ourselves.
Do you think the king's men are following us?" Nettle shook her head.
"Their searches have become haphazard. They do not know where you are, but we do not want that to change."
It took them several more days to reach the coast, but one dawn, they climbed over the peak of a hill, and the ocean was there. It rolled ahead of them, the water a churning, fitful gray. A ship bobbed 100 feet offshore, surprisingly steady in the turmoil. Aurora paused at the top of the hill to stare at it. The ocean. It was wilder than she had pictured, almost angry, as though challenging onlookers to try and cross. A chilled wind blew in from the water, and Aurora wrapped her cloak over her chest.